get back here at this. My knuckles wide clenched in the fist. I might need a day to get back and figure out what I missed. I've been losing sleep for days trying to clear the little stake I held while my heart betrays. I bail out if it may be free. I roam like a dismissed. I might need a day to get back and figure out what I missed. I've been using it to drown out all this.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. The time is just about 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock in the afternoon on this Thursday. Today, I didn't bring any of my own stuff, and I didn't really have a game plan because I've been super busy. I just finished moving into a new place close to Main Street, actually, and I love the neighborhood already. I've loved the neighborhood for, like, years. So I'm pretty excited about living in this new place. But when I woke up this morning, I realized that all my records and all of my CDs were still in boxes in the garage. And so after I got ready to leave and everything, I went to the garage and attempted to look for some music to play, but there was so much crap in there, and I didn't feel like doing some heavy lifting and some scrounging around in very nondescript boxes, so I didn't bring any of my stuff today, which means that it might be a bit messy today. Kind of like your mom. But regardless, I have I still have a lot of music that I wanted to play. I pulled out a lot of stuff from the CITR library, and there's a bit of new stuff that I'd like to get to today as well. Unfortunately, I don't have tickets to give away for the Bouncing Souls show, but I do. Like, I thought I'd be able to get a pair to give away today, because I thought that'd be like a nice thing, because the show is on Sunday. But I don't. I'm so sorry, but I do have some Bouncing Souls to play, and that show also features Strike Anywhere, which I will play in a bit, and also The Loved Ones, who I just played. I just played The Loved Ones off of their self-titled EP, which came out on J-Tree Records, I believe. That song is called Candy Cane. I would be playing more stuff from their full length, but I can't find it here at the CITR library. It's here somewhere. I just can't seem to find it because I'm that awesome. I remember seeing The Loved Ones like a long time ago at Mesa Luna when Tsunami Bomb were supposed to play, but they like didn't make it past the border at the last minute. There was like maybe 10 people at that show because like when you got there, you had the choice of either getting your ticket refunded because the headliners, Tsunami Bomb, didn't show up, or you could just, you know, watch the other two or three opening bands that were kind of there already. And so I stayed and I watched The Loved Ones. And at that time, they just released their EP and no one really knew who they were. And it was really awesome. It was such a good show because there was no one there. Those are the shows that are awesome. But they've made it quite big now, opening for acts like the Bouncing Souls and such. It should be a fairly entertaining show this Sunday. And I do get to interview the Bouncing Souls this weekend, and so perhaps not next week, but maybe the week after, I will be airing my interview with the Bouncing Souls if I get it all ready and get my shit together and stuff. So we'll see how that plays out. But who do I have playing now? I have Strike Anywhere, like I said, off of their newest album, Dead FM. If you want to give me a call here in the studio and perhaps place a request, perhaps you would like to hear a particular band this afternoon, give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Yes. This is Strike Anywhere on CITR. We'll be right back.
Johnny says he's bound by only six strings to this world. Johnny said he'll keep them always one turn out of tune. Johnny never listens to the kids that say Johnny X ain't never done the right thing anyway. Johnny wears his leather like a crown of thorns. Johnny spends a lot of time wishing he was never born. Johnny waits at Turtle Square and tells himself again, Johnny, you're the patron saint of stepping away. We'll be right back.
on Saturday, May 5th. Bring your jug of moonshine and your packet of chewing tobacco down to the Commodore Ballroom to testify in front of the one, the only, Reverend Horton Heath. With special guests, Murder by Death, doors 8 p.m., show 9. Come on down, put your boogie boots on, and get ready for a hoedown with the Reverend Horton Heath on May 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. Brought to you by House of Blues and CITR 101.9 FM. Yeehaw!
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
Something in my heart. guess I'm trying hard to say that I want you every day. When we're together, everything's okay. You know there's something, something in my heart. You know there's something, something, something in my heart.
That was The Queers, Is The Queers, and was The Queers, off of their latest album, Monkey Brain. That song is called Something In My Heart. So cute. I like it. That is why I'm going to go watch them when they come here to play a show in Vancouver June 9th at the Red Room. I don't remember who's opening up for that show. But I will enjoy it. Will you? I don't know. You won't know unless you go. June 9th at the Red Room. Before The Queers, I played Dagger Mouth off of their brand new album, Turf Wars. That song was called This Is Chase Brennerman. Am I reading that right? I hope so. They are playing a show. Two shows? No, sorry. They just played a show here. But they're playing another show with The Hostage Life, May 12th at the Ukrainian Cultural Center. Before Dagger Mouth, I played two songs by The Bouncing Souls. The first song that you heard was off of Maniacal Laughter. That song was called The Ballad of Johnny X, and that was probably, I think that was the first song by The Bouncing Souls that I ever heard, ever, like a long time ago, off of some compilation that I bought, and I quite like it. It reminds me of high school, but whatever. And then after that, I played another song by The Bouncing Souls off of their latest album, The Gold Record. That song was The Gold Song. And before that, I played Strike Anywhere off of Dead FM. That song was called Speak to Our Empty Pockets. And I started off the show with The Loved Ones. And The Loved Ones, Strike Anywhere, and The Bouncing Souls are, of course, playing this weekend at Richards on Richards this Sunday, May 6th. Get your tickets because that will be a crazy show. It will be off the his hook, if I'm allowed to say that. Sure, why not? What else is going on? I don't know. For a second, it felt like I had something to say, but now I don't. That's so awesome. That's the great thing about talking on air, is that you forget everything that you want to say right at the last minute. And it's always, and you get no feedback. It's like you're talking to yourself for a long time with no one to give you any feedback, which is awesome, I guess, because I talk to myself so much already. But I guess, what else do I have queued up for you? I wanted to play the new Ted Leo for you. It's been a long time since I played Ted Leo on my show, and I have played Ted Leo. I remember this quite distinctly. But Ted Leo just came out with a new album called Living with the Living. Is that what it's called? Yes. Yes, it is. Good job, Marielle. And I will play a song for you off of that. And then perhaps, I don't know, maybe some more new stuff. Maybe, hey, Allison, what's up? We'll see how it goes after that. I've got a lot of new music that I want to get to today, and hopefully I will be able to get through all of it. But without further ado, this is some brand new Ted Leo on CRTR. Calls back from the stairs.
dusted street. All that dust gathers round your head. Just clean our eyes from our lonely bed. Taking me to where you're at. How is fine as the day is long. All my fineness, where have you gone? And I know I'm not to sing a fight I've missed. But all I've got to sing just to exist. Not to resist. So you go now. Have you gone on the heavenly fame, leaving me here among the sons of Cain?
Yeah.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was You Say Party, We Say Die. Nice little local band for you off of their latest album, Lose All Time. That song was called Like I Give a Care. Before that, I played the Mercy Killers off of their album Enemy Rose. That song was called End Transmission. And that song, I love that song. I love this band because it reminds me of just how many times at work. Okay, I work in a fairly large corporate record store, and it just, I love it when people come in and they think they're so cool and they come up to me and ask about some kind of like obscure indie band that they think nobody knows about. So they seem all cool and like in touch with the indie scene or whatever. And then when like they ask for it, I'm like, oh yeah, I totally know that band. And I tell them more about that band than they ever knew, that then they don't know what to say. And you can totally tell by their look on the face. And yeah, I just, I know it's kind of evil and mean of me. It, not really mean, but I guess it's kind of terrible that I take pride in showing people up like that. But yeah, someone came in once and they're like, yeah, I'm really into like indie underground bands. I'm looking for a band called, yeah, you probably wouldn't even know them, but they're called like Enemy, they're called the Mercy Killers. I'm looking for one of their albums. I'm like, oh yeah, Enemy Rose. Yeah, we don't have that, but it's a really good album. And I just started talking about it and he didn't know what to say. And I showed you. Yeah. I'm sorry, I guess I don't have a life, and so I take pride in little joys like that. Yeah, before the Mercy Killers, I'm sorry. I played another local band, Burning Down, off of their album Alibis Under Darkened Skies, sorry. That song was called Burnt by the Sun, and they are playing a show next week. I will give you the details for that in just a second. And before that, I played the Million Dollar Marxists off of their album Zero Culture. That song was called X Street. And I don't, if I had a choice, well, I guess I do, but initially I didn't want to really play the Million Dollar Marxists because they remind me of a former acquaintance. But I really like this album. I listen to it and I really like Zero Culture, so I play it for you. Hopefully he's not listening, because man, that would be so awkward. And before that I played Ted Leo and the Pharmacists off of their album Living with the Living. That song was called The Sons of Cain. Did I play? Yeah, and I told you that I played The Queers before that. More concert listings and show information, if you are interested, is happening now. That was a terrible segue, Marielle. Tonight there are a couple shows happening. If you're interested in checking out some local bands, the Smears are playing tonight at the Buffalo Club. Cambridge is playing at Pub 340, and Hot Panda and Said the Whale are playing at the Lamplighter, and I believe that is a double CD release party. Tomorrow night, May 4th, Chick 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 is playing at Richards on Richards. The next night, Reverend Horton Heat and Murder by Death are playing at the Commodore Ballroom. That is May 5th. The same night, you can check out a Cinco de Mayo-type party thing. Man, I'm so good with the words today. That's hosted by Your Family Butcher, featuring the Paper Dolls, the Manipulators, and the Zip Guns, and also DJ Bryce Dunn. That is happening at Pub 340. And the same night, Saturday, May 5th, you can also check out Los Furios, One Drop, and a whole bunch of other ska bands at the Railway Club. This Sunday, we have the Bouncing Souls playing with Strike Anywhere and the Loved Ones at Richards on Richards next Thursday. That band that I just played, Burning Down, are playing at Pub 340 with the Black Collar Crowd and On to the Next. Next night, Friday, May 11th, Chris Walter is having another book release party. His newest book is called Shouts from the Gutter, and the party is being held at the Cobalt featuring bands Alternate Action, Zip Gun, and The Last Remnants. And the same night, you can check out Dimmu Borgir, if you feel so inclined. They're playing with Unearth, Devil Driver, and Cataclysm. That is happening at the Commodore Ballroom. What else is going on? May 12th, Teenage Head is playing with the Transmitters at the Red Room. And the same night, Hostage Life are playing with Dagger Mouth at the Ukrainian Cultural Center. And I have some Hostage Life here, so I will most definitely play some of that before the end of my show today. The Elixirs are playing May 17th at the Buffalo Club. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Is having a CD release party May 18th at the Lamplighter. The Cancer Bats are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing their own headlining show with opening acts Bleeding Through, The End, and Johnny Truant. That is happening at the Plaza Club May 24th. What else is going on? Social Code, 10 Second Epic, and other bands of the same nature are playing June 7th at the Croatian Cultural Center. That is an all-ages show for the kids out there. And the Queers are, of course, playing at the Red Room June 9th. And sometime in the middle of summer, the Warped Tour, the Vans Warped Tour, is coming back to Vancouver Tuesday, July 3rd. As always, that's happening at Thunderbird Stadium, and they're still adding bands, and I still haven't found a reason to go. I'm not saying that the lineup is bad this year. I'm just saying that it's not to my tastes. I've heard a lot of people say that it's the worst lineup this year, and I've actually heard some people say that it's the best lineup, and it depends on what age group you are talking about. I don't know. I hope every week, like every time I check up on the band list for the Vans Warped Tour, I just pray that they have given me a reason to go, because I'd love to go. I've gone every year for the past how many years since it like returned to Vancouver. Because do you remember like way back when totally had like an English slip there, like a long time ago, there was like a 3 or 4 year gap when the Warped Tour didn't come to Vancouver, and then after a while they brought it back and everyone was super happy, and I went that year, and I've been going every year since, and I'd really love to go this year. So guys, please give me a good reason to go, because I don't want to see any of the bands that are on the list so far. Yep, that is how it goes. What else do I have lined up for you today? Before I get to some Hostage Life, like I said I would, I wanted to play some brand new Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Motorcycle, I can talk, thank you. It's been a long time since I've played this band, and they just came out with a new album. So there we go. Great reason to play this band. The new album is called Baby 81, and this song is called Weapon of Choice on CITR.
Rise. And it's a weapon of choice. what and for what and for what you think about us. And for what and for what and for what you think about us.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Don't do that.
What have I done?
There was a feedback thing, but you probably didn't hear it.
Oh, I heard it.
You did.
Yeah, Colin put on the wrong headphone.
Again.
We all fall down.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, we're all done. I'm done. Robin and Colin are here to do the Ink Stud show. God! Stop! No touch! No touch anything! Don't touch!
Wait until there's music playing.
Yeah, and then we'll figure that out later. I just played... I didn't even type out who I played. Hostage Life, off of their album Walking Papers, that was called Hostage Life Are Fucking Alive and Well. Yeah, that's it for me. I'll be back next week. I'll leave you guys off with the Clorox Girls. I'm running out of time. I am out of time.
You are out of time.
Get
fine.
Out.
It's
Get out
time.
Now.
Jesus. No, I'm not done yet. This is some brand new Clorox Girls off of their album J'aime les filles. That the song's called Do You Know That? That's it for me. I'll see you at here.
Not done.
I think so
next.